Stelling poll: Prime Minister May and her snake-like civil servants deliberately sabotaged free trade Brexit. By James Stelling poll on February 11, 2019. Theresa May and her Remainer civil servants secretly sabotaged an offer made by the EU Council President Donald Tusk of a free trade deal exit from the EU because all they ever really wanted was Brexit in name only. Of the many things I've heard about the establishment's outrageous scheming to scupper Brexit, this is by far the most damning, and it deserves much wider coverage. It was Martin Durkheim, director of Brexit, the movie, who drew my attention to it. Steve Bicker MP is a member of the ardently pro-Brexit European Research Group. He was also, till he resigned in protest at Mrs. May's handling of the Brexit negotiations, a minister in the government's Department for Exiting the European Union, DEXU. Baker made his revelation at the end of last month while appearing before an MP committee, in which he criticized the governing class for its deliberate attempts to thwart Brexit in defiance of the referendum vote. Baker told the committee hearing, "My bold. The entire approach is suffused by reluctance to deliver what the public wanted, which is us controlling our laws and our parliament with all that that means. So the relationship between number 10, Downing Street, and the DEXU ministers was always one of instinctive tension because I think the DEXU ministers believed overwhelmingly in exiting the European Union. Whereas, overwhelmingly, the staff of number 10 seemed not to be people with a heart for it. And I think that that tension suffused the entire process. We were regularly overruled. For example, after President of the EU Council, Donald Tusk made his offer of security cooperation, participation in institutions of research, innovation, education and culture, dealing with absurdities, flights we've already mentioned, driving licenses data and so on. He also made an advanced free trade agreement, all sectors, no tariffs, you know what he offered. Once he'd made that offer, I was very pleased because it matched the policy which DEXU ministers had decided. And I wanted to start putting it in my speeches. And one speech in particular, I remember, was edited by number 10 to remove references to that offer because it was not the offer that the system as a whole wanted. No longer, I think, can there be any doubt that the failure of the Brexit negotiations has nothing to do with Brexiteer intransigence and everything to do with Mrs. May and the Remainer deep state. We're not going to get Brexit because Theresa May and her Remainer cronies won't allow us to have Brexit. I don't think this betrayal is going to be forgiven or forgotten. Do you?